you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
You know, I feel like maybe we should have changed this week's theme music from Hey Good Lookin' by Jimmy Buffett to something that's a little more appropriate, like, oh, I don't know, Two Sparrows in a Hurricane by Tanya Tucker. Because that's how a lot of us felt about this time last weekend, wasn't it? Like two sparrows in a hurricane trying to find their way with a head full of dreams and faith that can move anything. And we're going to need some extra doses of that faith in the coming days, because it's going to be weeks, not months, maybe even years before we get back to normal around here. Now, Hurricane Harvey is already being called the biggest natural disaster in U.S. history. So the recovery process is going to be long and difficult. But if any city can do it, Houston can. Lord knows we've done it before, haven't we? I'm not a native Houstonian, but I am a native Texan. I was born and reared in Fort Worth. My first memory of a hurricane in Texas was 1961. I was just 10 years old. It was Hurricane Carla. Carla hit Port Lavaca as a Category 4 hurricane, and it made Dan Rather a star. He was a reporter at that time at KHOU, Channel 11. He stood on the seawall in Galveston and reported live on the CBS television network, the wind gusting up to 170 miles an hour around him. And the bigwigs at CBS in New York took notice. It wasn't very long at all before Rather was called up to the big leagues, as in the Big Apple, the CBS newsroom. As a 10-year-old kid in Fort Worth, I didn't know Dan Rather from Dan Aykroyd. In fact, I'd never heard of either one of them. Neither one of them were famous yet. Little did I know that almost exactly a quarter of a century later, I'd be covering hurricanes for the city of Houston on the radio, in much the same manner as Dan Rather did in 61. Now, I can't claim I stood on the Galveston seawall during the height of a storm, but I did ride out several hurricanes in buildings, large and small, buildings that I can assure you were most definitely not designed to withstand 100 to 150 mile an hour winds, and I did it all with my old Hudson and Harrigan buddy Fred Olson. Just two sparrows in a hurricane, if you will. The first hurricane I remember covering was Alicia in 1983. The radio station I worked for back then was located in the heart of the Montrose District, and our studios were on the second floor, so we weren't really in any danger of being swept away by a flood. But I can clearly recall the winds were so high during Alicia that the windows in the control room began to ripple. I am not exaggerating. I had just finished a segment, I took off my headphones, and I heard one of the strangest sounds I have ever heard in my life. So I turned around and I looked at the old-fashioned windows in the back of the studio. You know, the kind you can raise to let in air from outside, just like you have in your home. Those windows were waving like a flag. I'm not kidding. I could just see the headlines in the paper the next day. DJ killed by flying glass. So I X'd out the windows with duct tape. Then I went back on the air and just tried not to think about it. Later, Alicia was traveling right up the West Loop, and a listener called in from Bel Air and said, "Guys, I'm standing in my backyard looking straight up at blue sky." We realized then he was standing right in the middle of the eye of the storm. But almost immediately, he yelled, "Whoa, got to get back inside right now." But you know, Alicia was kind of wimpy by comparison to Allison in 2001. Well, at least when it came to rainfall, anyway. Allison dropped what was, at the time, a record amount of rain on our city, almost exactly 37 inches at the Port of Houston. I made the mistake of answering the phone at home in the middle of the storm, and the boss asked me to come in and be on the air, even though it was my day off. I thought about calling the Navy SEALs to get me to our studios in Greenway Plaza. And then there was Hurricane Rita, the Houston natural disaster that wasn't a natural disaster. It was an evacuation disaster. It was right after Katrina had killed so many people in New Orleans, and Houstonians just went nuts. Over 3 million people evacuated inland, and most of the deaths Rita caused were a direct result of people trying to get away from a storm that never even arrived. I remember T.J. Callahan and I carpooled to the station that morning, thinking just one car would be better because we might be stranded there for a couple of days or more. But then Rita made landfall on the border between Louisiana and Texas, and Houston wound up, we didn't even get a thunderstorm out of it. TJ and I rode home on a totally empty Southwest freeway that day. I remember her saying to me, "Randy, we have entered the twilight zone." We were literally the only car on the road. And then who could forget Hurricane Ike? Did you know it was only a Cat 2? But the storm surge was like 20 feet high. Bolivar Peninsula just disappeared. Once again, we rode it out on the radio on the 19th floor of a high-rise, and we could actually feel the building sway in the wind. That's a little unnerving. I remember Tom Fontaine got motion sickness. No, really. But Harvey was another animal, wasn't he? Now, more like Allison than Alicia, more water than wind. I am humbled by Mother Nature's power, but I'm also humbled by God's grace. The Hames family included 3 homes and 2 office spaces, and none of them flooded. I am not ashamed to say, I firmly believe that is divine providence. And we shouldn't overlook the fact that hurricane season's not over yet either. No, it's important to keep your storm kits fully supplied because there's already at least one more storm out there, Irma. And she looks like she's got a pretty nasty mean streak. So the best thing we can do is stay prepared. But you know, there's another line in that song, Two Sparrows in a Hurricane. And I think it speaks even more directly to our situation here in Houston, especially on the heels of Hurricane Harvey. It goes like this. The clouds are dark and the wind is high, but they can see the other side. It was near the end of Hurricane Harvey, and the rain had finally stopped. The water was beginning to recede a little bit. The clouds were starting to thin out. So my son and I ventured out to see what the streets looked like. You know, whether we could even get back to our houses or not. No, we couldn't. But we did drive past a restaurant that we've frequented before on Murphy Road in Fort Bend County, Casa Vaqueros. And lo and behold, they were open for business. You won't be surprised to hear they were jammed with hungry people, lots of whom were just happy to get out of the house and eat something other than a bologna sandwich. So Derek and I decided we'd stop in and get takeout, fajitas for the family. And while we were waiting for the food, the owner, forgive me, I don't know her name, stood up on a chair and yelled, "May I have your attention, please? We want to say a prayer." Applause broke out, and the woman introduced her husband to say the prayer. It wasn't a long prayer. It wasn't elaborate. It was just simple and to the point. He said something like this. I don't remember exactly, so I'm not quoting him word for word. But he said something like, "Lord, thank you for seeing us through this storm, bringing us together here this afternoon. We pray for those who are not as fortunate as we are. And we pray especially for the first responders who continue to work so hard to save those whose lives are in immediate danger. We know you are in control, and we dedicate ourselves to not only rebuild our city, but glorify you in the process. In Jesus' name, amen." The entire room chimed in, "Amen." Now, I'm not making this next part up. Within 30 seconds of the end of that prayer, I mean literally 30 seconds, the sun broke through the clouds for the first time in 4 days. The entire restaurant exploded in cheers. And I just bowed my head and said, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you." So today we thank you, Lord, for seeing us through the storm, bringing us together, We pray for those who are not as fortunate, for the first responders. And we also thank you, Lord, for each other. This great city will survive and thrive thanks to the efforts of some of the people we're going to have on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today. And thanks to a faith that can move anything.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In 1 3-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only costs $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious, true Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Welcome back down one of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show's best friends, Ron Brandani of Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar in Missouri City. Hi, Ron.
How you doing?
Well, we're high and dry, so we're just fine.
That's good.
How about you and Claire? Did you do well during the storm?
You know what? We did. We weathered the hurricane, and we got a little mandatory evacuation on Monday and get everything upstairs, get out of the neighborhood. The levees are going to break. Obviously, a lot of people went through that, and we retreated to Sugar Land. Our mother-in-law's house is in Sugar Mill, and stayed a couple nights there. But we were high and dry. The restaurant is... We had a little leak, but we knocked that out really quick, and we've been open since last Wednesday.
So your home is safe and sound, and the business is safe and sound. That's the bottom line.
It is. Yeah, we were very fortunate. I've got a rental property in Siena as well, and we were sweating it. We didn't have flood insurance on either home or rental, so we were definitely sweating it. But thankfully, we were on the side that we really never got a puddle. We're very fortunate. So
Brandani's is open for normal business hours as always, right?
Yeah. Now the curfew's off, so we're definitely normal business hours, and we're ready to feed people. I actually got a seafood delivery last Wednesday. That was the first day we opened. We closed that Tuesday, and I actually went up to one of my vendors, and they didn't have any trucks running, but they let me will call a bunch of items, and that was. Everybody was doing that. It took me a couple hours, but I got product in on Wednesday from them, and the next day, really everybody, all my vendors really stepped up and helped, and even through the week, Uramid, one of my vendors I use, actually donated some stuff that, you know, Saturday I brought in some supplies for our surrounding areas. At Riverstone, I dropped off trash bags and water, iced tea that Uramid donated, and some cookies and bleach and stuff like that. It was a great deal. I donated early in the morning and really didn't see all the traffic and everything that ensued after that, but it was that Sunday morning. But wow, what a deal. It was about 1,000 homes there, and Riverstone flooded, so it was quite a sight of people coming out and helping.
Those who are familiar with Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar probably already know about your Giving Back in August program, but for those who don't, give us the details.
This year we're doing Lunches of Love, and that program actually feeds kids, or basically when they're out of school, they're on the school program when they're in school, and when they're out of school, they really don't have lunch, or it might be their only meal. So during August, there was 5 Tuesdays in August, and so we're giving 25% of our sales back in August, and so we were closed one day in August, and so we're going to, next Tuesday, I think that's the 12th,
yes,
is going to be our last Tuesday, so we're going to go ahead and make sure we have the 5 Tuesdays and hope to raise a bunch of money, and Claire went in and actually donated some time and with the kids, and it's just, it's a special deal, so... It's a Fort Bend charity. It started in Fort Bend, and we just wanted to kind of give back to something that was in Fort Bend.
So the do-over date is September 12th for those who would like to get involved. Also, we saw on your Facebook page, Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar was a donation site for Brush Away Hurricane Harvey. Talk about that.
You know, that's another thing is, you know, they don't get regular checkups. Those kids don't get regular checkups. They don't go to the dentist as much as probably we do. And, you know, after the hurricane, they probably definitely lost... Although if they didn't have toothbrush and toothpaste, they probably lost that stuff. So, you know, one of the deals is in their lunch bag, they're putting a toothbrush and toothpaste. And so Tuesday, Claire went over and brought, you know, a lot of the toothbrushes and toothpastes, you know, over to Lunches of Love and volunteered her time. But people are coming by the house, coming by the restaurant, just dropping off things. And it's special to see people come out and you know, even if it's a little bit, they give a little bit, and they're doing a little here and there, and it really makes a difference. And so we're continuing, and we look forward to, you know, this next Tuesday, hopefully bigger and better. All the kids will be back in school, so maybe the ladies will come out and maybe have an extra glass of wine and spend some money, and we'll give some more money back to Lunches of Love.
And we should mention Fort Bend Dental and Smiles of Riverstone were especially helpful in that Brush Away Hurricane Harvey program.
They sure were.
Also, an earlier Facebook page post made note of the fact that Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar fed a lot of the first responders in Missouri City. Tell us about that.
Yeah, right. You know, just right after the hurricane, Sunday, we we were just kind of sitting around the house and just nothing to do. So I had plenty of food at the restaurant, and Claire knows a few of the firefighters and some of the first responders, and basically they're working 24 or 48 hours, and some of them really are not coming in to take a break, and you know, bottom line, they were hungry. So we came out to the restaurant, and the restaurant was fine. We had checked on it already, and we just decided to start cooking and making hot meals, and I think we fed about 65 people and brought it over here to the Missouri City police station, fire station area there, and kind of did like a bulk setup where we just kind of dropped big pans of chicken and pasta, vegetables, and you know, Monday morning we were evacuated, so it was a race to, you know, got up at 8 o'clock that morning and moved everything upstairs and was out of the house by 12 o'clock and went to my mother-in-law's house. And again, you know, we're kind of sitting around and Tuesday morning and thinking, you know, I'm not open to the restaurant. I had, you know, actually braised some Duroc pork shanks that another day they're going to go bad. I just thought, you know what, let's heat this up. We'll make some, you know, mushroom risotto. I did a little wild mushroom risotto. And what I did that day is actually made some individual boxes, put a water in there and, you know, fork, knife, spoon, and actually brought it out to them. And I think I made about 45 that day, but, you know, it was pretty funny because, you know, a couple of days ensued and a couple of them called and went, what was that we had? It was, you know, and they actually got a hot meal. You know, they got a hot meal out there, which to me, I think is a little more special than actually coming back to the base, home base, and heating up and what have you. But, yeah, we hit, you know, there was right outside of Riverstone, they had a little, in that little off of, I think it's, I can't remember the road over there, but they've got a little strip center, and they had airboats and flat bottom boats set up, and we hit them with about 15, and then went into Siena, to the back of Siena, and there you had the National Guard back there, and we fed some of those guys, and they had the Border Patrol with all their airboats. I think that it looked like it really looked like Sunday boat ramp because they were all lined up trying to get their boats in the water over the bridge there, and it was an awesome sight just to see, you know, how many people were going back to check on residents and rescue people. But it was not a sight I want to see in the neighborhood anytime soon. So
yeah, our grade there.
But we couldn't see not doing it. You know, it was just we had the food and we don't keep a ton of food on hand here, so it's not like we have just an exorbitant amount of stuff we can send out all the time. But, you know, we did what we could that day, and I think it was a nice touch. But we're here in the restaurant, you know, 12, 14 hours, sometimes 16 hours a day. And you have a day that people are out there working and you're not doing anything. You're just kind of sitting on your hands. You got to get out and do something. So it's just a matter of you can't just sit there and watch everyone else do this. And so I think, you know, that was kind of what I could do in my part. And then, you know, the last thing we did was last Saturday, we went to Sugarland and fed some of the firemen there. And again, just kind of individual meals and brought it all to one location. And the different fire departments showed up and got their food. And, you know, we did a pasta and chicken and salad and dessert and stuff like that. But it was just something that they finally settled down and were able to, you know, again, eat a hot meal. And we, you know, we stayed in Sugar Mill, so that department was right down the street from it. And, you know, being out there, seeing what they're doing and seeing how long they're working. And it's very much like the restaurant business. You get in there and do what you have to do and there's long days and long nights, but you just keep moving forward.
Ron Brandani, he and his lovely wife Claire own Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar in the township on Murphy Road in Missouri City. We're overjoyed to hear that you and your family came through the storm without any major damage to the home or the restaurant. And we hope all our listeners here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show will pay a visit to Brandani's very soon. Thanks for your time, even more so for your contributions to our community, especially to our first responders during Hurricane Harvey. All the best to Claire and the kids. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Randy.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old plane right after this short break.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In 1 3-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only costs $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious, true Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
In times like these, it's always good to visit with old friends. And the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show has no better friend in this world than Jared Poffenberger, who owns and operates the iconic Belleville Meat Market. How you doing, Jared?
Doing just fine, Randy. How are you guys?
Well, we're high and dry, as I keep saying to everybody on this show. How about you? What kind of impact did Hurricane Harvey have on Belleville?
Well, in Belleville, we turned out okay. Of course, we had high winds and lots of rain, like most of the area. But fortunately, we are Belleville situated in a place that's amongst some dry creek beds, which drains the town off pretty well. So we all came out pretty okay as far as water and flooding. There's some high winds, of course. There's trees that have toppled over just because of the saturated ground, and there's a lot of hard work going on around here to clean that up. But besides that, fortunately, Belleville looks pretty much like it did before the hurricane.
How about your family? How did you fare in the storm?
We did just fine. My parents did fine with their house, Marks and Carrie, as well. My in-laws live off of Rose Hill and KZ up in Cypress, and they flooded in, but they're resourceful enough to be able to stay put for a few days, and they have come out just fine as well.
What about Belleville Meat Market itself? How did the store handle the water? Any damage?
No. The store was just fine. We had power the entire time. The plant, the same way. Although we closed early on Saturday afternoon, and then we were closed on Sunday just to get this time to work through a little bit.
And you mentioned the plant. I assume you're talking about that wild game processing center?
That's right. We sure are.
And it came through the storm just fine?
It came through just fine. It held together just the way it was built to, and we didn't have any disruptions in production or utilities back there as well.
So what are some of the challenges that the food industry faces in times like these? I mean, everybody struggles to get back to normal after the storm, but the food industry has some special challenges. Talk about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. As utilities are being turned off, there's a demand on commodities and for just basic necessities as far as food is concerned. So you're seeing a lot of your grocery stores being left empty for the most part, shelves. And don't get me wrong, these stores are replenishing their shelves as fast as they can, but logistics are just making it tricky for them to keep enough product on the shelf during these times. So trucks are coming in from the north and from pretty much all over the country to the Houston area, and when they can't get into Houston, that creates a shortage of product that consumers need. So we see a lot of people shopping for their meat products and food products outside of the Houston area if they were able to mobilize, and which has put a pretty significant demand on like ours, where we are dry, we are accessible, and we can get product. So we're seeing a lot of the not only the individual families shopping for their needs, but a lot of the groups that are trying to support the relief effort in any way they can, coming in looking for larger volumes of whole muscle proteins like briskets or shoulder clods or pork butts, anything they can cook in volume to aid and assistance with these groups that are helping out.
Well, for many years now, Belleville Meat Market has supported barbecue cook-off teams and other groups like that that cook for large numbers of people. So have you seen an increase in demand for products from new groups with the relief effort?
Yeah, I mean, what we're doing is we're starting to see the different organizations that they're affiliated with, because they're coming out representing them, looking for large volumes of either smoked sausage or briskets or shoulder clods. And we're just doing whatever we can to source the volume of product that they need so that they can get it in the hands of the groups that need to be supported.
So what kind of groups are you seeing, Jared? I know you've worked with a lot of different people.
Yeah, like you said, we're seeing cook-off teams. We're seeing a lot of these cook-off teams that compete in Houston and these other major livestock shows. We're seeing those guys. We're seeing other community chamber of commerce coming in, picking up product. We're seeing corporate customers shopping for product that they can get in the hands of these relief groups. And again, like, you know, we're seeing individual families, which is just, you know, wanting to do something. We had a couple come in a couple days ago, and they wanted to pick up 50 or 70 pounds of sausage, and we just get to talking with them because we feel like now people just need to tell a story. You know, a lot of times in situations like this, people really just want to talk about it, whether it's the families or groups that are directly affected or the ones that are supporting these groups that are affected. And they said, you know, we got tired of watching everything on the news and not being a part of the solution or the support. And so we're going to take the sausage, we're going to Sealy, we're going to set up in a parking lot, and we're going to cook and give it away. And that's all we want to do. And that's how we're going to be a part of this, of the relief effort. And So we've seen all different sorts of groups come in to lend some type of assistance.
So what are they cooking, Jared? What are they favoring? Chicken, brisket, sausage, what?
So smoked sausage is easy, of course. It's all they have to do is throw it on the grill for a little while, 15, 20 minutes, and they can serve a lot of sausage in a short period of time. The prep time is very short, and they can get that done. We see some other groups. We had a group come in the other day, and they wanted to pick up a significant amount of briskets. They didn't have time to cook it. They needed to get it ready to serve, and we were able to prepare their entire order cooked here at the store for them. So all they had to do was basically just slice it and serve it. And that the feedback we've gotten on that was very positive, and that they were able to mobilize quickly and fill a need in a rather short amount of time.
And I know you don't want to talk about it. I know you're a humble country boy and you don't like to talk about it, but you're offering some special deals to these people, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. So if you're part of a group, we're offering, you know, our whole muscle commodities like briskets, pork butts, shoulder clods, based on availability, at just a little bit over cost. This isn't a volume of product that we would normally handle on a regular daily basis, and so we're trying to get into that as deep as we can as far as price, so that these groups can go out and do a lot of good. And sausage, we're working with these groups to get, you know, whatever volume of product they need to them as quickly as possible as well.
And Belleville Meat Market has some really tasty pecan smoked barbecue. Do you guys have your own pit master?
Yes, we sure do.
What's his name?
His name is Oscar.
How long's he been with you?
No, Oscar's been with us for a pretty good amount of time, and he takes a lot of pride in what he's doing, and he puts out a great table of barbecue for us to serve.
Have you given any of that away?
We have. Randy, the way our family operates, if we see an immediate need that comes in our front door, we feel blessed that we are able to assist in any way we can. And especially if there's someone who comes in that has some short term needs fulfilled, and we're always there for them. And yes, we've taken care of several groups like that, and we will never turn away someone who has those type of needs that comes in, because quite frankly, you know, to come in and ask for something that they may not be comfortable asking for or needing at the time, it takes a lot of you have to swallow your pride to do that. And we're not the type of business that capitalizes in times of crisis, so to speak. So we make sure that we are available. And again, we are fortunate and blessed that we're able to help in any way we can.
This has been Jared Poffenberger, a great friend to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. He owns and operates Belleville Meat Market, along with his brother Marcus. They're located at 36 South Front Street in Belleville. That's at the intersection of Highway 36 and Highway 159. What are your hours of operation, Jared?
You bet. We're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And what's your website?
Our website is www.bellevillemeatmarket.com.
Got any social media presence?
We're on Facebook and Instagram.
Thanks for carving out a few minutes. See what I did there, Jared?
Yes, I did.
Thanks for being so generous with those who have suffered so much. And say hello to Marcus. Let's talk again soon.
Let's do that. Thank you so much, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In 1 3-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only cost $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious True Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Time to talk to my old partner on the radio from our Hudson and Harrigan days, Fred Olson. It is good to hear your voice, my brother.
Well, it's nice to hear yours with all the things going on. You know, you were a little out of pocket there for a while, and our prayers are with you and everyone in Houston and friends and family and people we didn't know. You know, so it's funny because out at the ranch, we didn't have any issues. We didn't even lose power, and I kept expecting to lose power. And we do have solar backup and battery backup. We've always kind of prepped for things like this. In the first few days, Randy, we were thinking, man, we're so lucky. And then we started seeing the damage, and that feeling of luck turned to despair for a city that I love. And not just Houston, but Dickinson, and I know Tommy Fontaine used to do a lot of stuff with us. He was down at Dickinson, and I got friends with places in Rockport and Sargent, and it became sadness, and then we figured we had to do something.
Well, we'll talk about that in just a minute. Already being said that Harvey will be the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history.
Oh.
Hard to fathom that.
Sure.
But excuse the expression, Fred and I have weathered more than a couple of storms, both real and emotional, over the years.
Yeah.
But the first one I remember, Fred, was Alicia. How about you?
I kind of remember Alicia. The one that sticks with me, two of them, Allison.
because Bev and I lived inside the loop in the belly of the beast there in Houston. It rained, you know, same kind of thing. Tropical depression comes in, sits on us. And there were canoes in the street, but nothing happened to us.
Yes.
And then there was Ike. Remember, Bev came to work with me. We slept on the 19th floor in our studios.
Yep.
So we'd be there for the morning after Ike hit so we could be on the air for our listeners. And that night, with that wind blowing, and that 19th floor was rocking.
Yeah.
And those window panes were moving. And then we get up in the morning, and there's water running down the elevator shaft and down the stairs. But we're on the air, man, doing the Hudson and Harrigan show.
Well, let's go back to Alicia for a minute. I remember a couple of things about Alicia that really stuck with me. Of course, at that time, our radio station was located in the Montrose.
Yeah.
And you and I were on the air for over 12 hours altogether, as I recall. And I remember when it was finally all said and done, it took you and me 45 minutes just to find our way out of the Montrose district because of all those big oak trees with those shallow root systems that the wind blew over into the street. And so we took an extremely circuitous route out of the Montrose. Do you remember that?
I kind of remember that. That's so surreal to think back on those things. And I can only imagine what people feel like now. It's not real. It's a disaster movie, and you're in the middle of it. But yeah, I kind of remember the Montrose thing. I lost a car trying to get to work one morning there.
I remember that. You had to crawl out the sunroof.
I did crawl out the sunroof, and well, it looked fine. I said, I got to get to work. And there's something about doing our show is we did whatever it took to get to work, regardless whether we were sick or whether the weather was what we. We always got to work.
Yeah.
Sometimes on foot. we always got to work.
But Alicia was not the deadliest storm that Houston ever went through, not by a long shot. Of course, we really don't know the final fatality count for Harvey yet, but Alicia, for all its wind and for all its fury, there were only 13 people who died.
Oh.
Allison had 23 lives, and it was mostly a rain event. I remember I was on the air alone that day. Were you guys rained in? You couldn't get out of the house? Was that what it was?
I'm trying to think back. We've had some disasters in between. So, it's hard for me to pinpoint. Because I was closer to the station than you were during Allison. I lived inside the loop.
Yeah, I bet that's what it was. And then, of course, Hurricane Ike was even more deadly, 84. But what are your memories of Ike other than the swaying building?
Well, I'd found a way to always find out whether your electricity is on or not. You have a answering device.
Yes.
So you call and if it answers, I go, wow, power is on. And I got back over there and hit that garage door opener and the thing opened. I looked around and went, man, were we lucky.
Yeah.
We had a power station just a few blocks away.
Yeah.
So a lot of even people across the street lost power, but we did not. We've just been so blessed in all the disasters that have swept through the Houston, Galveston area. We had to leave our dog. And old Lexi, man, he's on the second floor going, what happened? He looked at me like, I have got to pee, Dad. I got to pee. He had a bladder of stone after that. I bet he could hold anything. And I was just the relief of that, to see that the dog was okay, the house was okay, because you don't know.
And, of course, we can't ignore Hurricane Rita, and Houston way overreacted, and literally hundreds of thousands of people evacuated when they didn't need to, and then that created all kinds of danger on the highways, and I don't know whether you remember this or not, Fred, but 59 people died running away from a storm that never hit Houston at all.
I recall that, and it just shows that our human nature, when they say, well, we're going to evacuate, you people down there, you come first, then you come second. Well, nobody does that. They all run for the elevator at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad commentary on all of us, but, if you're scared to death, you're going, I'm leaving now. But who knew? What if Rita had hit?
Yeah, that's the point. We didn't know.
We didn't know, and we still don't know. And there's this new system churning out there, too. It's crazy.
Irma.
Yep.
So now the massive cleanup job begins. But, Fred, it's a job that this city is more than just a little bit familiar with. After all, we've done cleanup for all those other storms we talked about, Alicia and Allison and Ike. We'll do it again. As Mayor Sylvester Turner said, Houston is open for business, and this great city of ours is amazingly resilient, and we'll rebuild just like we always have.
You know, I was reading something the other day about Houston. If Houston was its own country, it would have the 23rd largest economy in the world just because of the port and because of there are 20 of the Fortune 500 companies are in Houston. It's a huge hub of the economy for the U.S. and for the world as well.
So what kind of relief efforts are you seeing out in your neighborhood in Columbus there?
We do a thing through our church called Soup for the Soul. And Bev and I were out serving on Thursday, and just a lot of people out here were displaced. South of I-10 on 71 was flooded. People who are along the Colorado River at a low-lying area flooded. There were people calling from LaGrange to see if we had soup for them. LaGrange, we drove up there just yesterday, and you could see the devastation of the Colorado River. When that was rolling at 50-plus feet, all the trees it took out. And I can imagine someone being next to that river and going out during that storm. You could have probably heard that water rushing. They were so close to it. And so anyway, the kind of relief efforts out here, there are people who need their homes cleaned up, and our church is involved in that. And also feeding local people, something we've always done, but even now it's become more acute. And that's kind of the way we found to give back. My stepson, Michael, is a ministry in Dallas, and they had trucks and stuff loaded up to bring things into the Woodlands area. There was a staging area, I think, for Doug Stringer Ministries. So we couldn't go into Houston, but we could fund Houston through Dallas to get stuff immediately down to the people in that staging area in the Woodlands. So it's kind of what we're seeing now. We're hearing more stories all the time about Victoria doesn't have drinking water. You know, they don't. It's so sad, man. But, you know, again, this is Texas. And I've seen a couple things posted, I don't know if you've seen them, about the resilience of Texas and how people just join in and they join hands. And it race, creed, and color don't matter. They just get things done. And I think it's an amazing example of human resilience. The great state of Texas it's my home, man. I love it.
So how can people avail themselves of what you have to offer at Soup for the Soul?
Well, they simply pull up, and we have a sign that says, you know, if you need soup, come on in, you know. And one lady pulled up, she wanted prayer the other day, and it was so touching. She just got out of her car, and she just stood there, and she was just wanted prayer. So we gathered around, gave her prayer, and food was inconsequential to her at that time. She just wanted someone to talk to. And we ran into a lady yesterday who had come from Beaumont and was in LaGrange and was up there just trying to get away from all the craziness, and I think just needed a place to live, and she relocated to LaGrange for a while.
Winter has come to the Game of Thrones, but we can all be thankful that old Harvey is gone. Let's just hope and pray that one of his kinfolk don't decide to come visit us anytime soon.
Bingo.
My brother, I'm happy that you and your lovely wife, Bev, came through the storm without any serious damage. Here's to a storm-free fall with nothing but football in the holidays.
I'd rather talk about football than that stuff ever again. I'm so glad you guys are safe, man. My prayers were going out to you. And I know you had to relocate for a bit, but you got home without an issue, and the bayou held and the levees held, and for you, they did anyway. For the rest of you out there who are listening now and you wonder if it's going to be okay, just our prayers are with you.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.